we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the studio my friend, Carrie Haskell's sworn enemy, Wayne Harvey, joining us. Hello, Wayne.
Hello. I've seen a lot of horse racing in the rain. Does that count?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets a little slick out there.
I heard somebody say the other day that you were a mutter. Or was that half of it?
I think that was probably the first half. Yeah. It was probably Carrie, actually.
Oh, well, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If we're going to put labels on people, it would have been Carrie who did that.
Now, this perhaps. Is when every time you come here, it's a bit of a homecoming for you because you were in this very room.
With my back to that very window.
Yes. Did you sit right there?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
It was obviously set up differently. But
after
yes.
you backstabbed Carrie and pushed mm-hmm. him out of hang time.
It was so much fun to get rid of him, too. It was just great. I had been plotting that for...
Since high school.
Minutes. And it didn't take much convincing, really. It was fun.
I was going to use music to drown you out.
Is that what you're doing?
That's what I should have done long ago, Wayne.
Yeah. And see why Hannigan said, hey, can you come run this for me?
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Do I have to step in between you two? I will if I have to.
I mean, the guy likes the Yankees and soccer. You can forgive one of those, but you can't forgive both.
Wow.
Starts early, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. This is my life now.
I understand. You make choices.
Yes, yes, indeed.
We've all made choices.
Well, you're here today, among other things, to A, irritate Carrie, and B, right. talk about how can this be the 11th Wayne's Wiffle for a Wish?
How is it here already?
I know.
How are we in the third Saturday of August at this point?
I don't know.
That's what every teacher's doing right now.
Yes, crying They're a little bit.
Wondering, is this the last Sunday I have? Is this my last mm-hmm. weekend? Counting off the minutes and time. Yeah, this is year number 11 of a bunch of adults playing a kid's game for kids.
And all for a wonderful cause, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And over the years, you have granted an awful lot of wishes through the money raise. How many now?
15 wishes.
Wow.
$100,000 and 15 families that we've been able to impact directly from us playing wiffle ball. And that's going to go up this year. We'll have at least one more wish that we'll take care of this year. We may even, I'd have to do the quick math, but we may be close to having that 17th wish.
Wow. Now, I saw your post over the weekend. Let's start with an awfully nice gift from a benefactor.
And this is a guy that I've known for a while, and he probably doesn't want a whole lot of recognition, or he does this all kind of quietly. And I've known him for a long time. Our kids know each other, and he's a great guy. And one year he said, you know, how much do you need to get to that second wish? And at that point it was an average of $6,000 for a wish. And he's like, so how much will it take for you to get to the $12,000 number? I said, I don't know where we're going to be. He said, well, just let me know what you think. And so I think he even came over late in that day and I said, we're going to be like $1,800 away. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, let me see what I can do. All right. And so my wife did all the numbers. We paid all the stuff that we have to pay and the concessions and all the things we have to do. And it was about $1,800 that we were down. And I told him, and I said, well, $800 gets us to $11,000. And that was my goal. Next thing I know, there's a check for $1,800 in my hand. And this was the first time he's ever donated to us. He gave me a check for $1,800. I'm like, nah, this is way too much. No one's ever given me a check for $1,800. What are you doing? This is crazy. He's like, no, if that gets you to where you want to be, I'll do it. So, and he's done this the last couple of years. He's donated money, and he always waits until the last minute because he doesn't want that recognition. He doesn't want his logo on T-shirts and things like that. He doesn't want me talking about it. So what he does is then he'll send me a text and go, so how far are you away from your goal? And this year, it was really slow.
Mentioned it early last week that the number of teams were down and the money
everything
was
down
kind of slow.
Yeah. And it's a really strange year. And like the regulars weren't in yet. And it was one of those, everybody, you kind of know that they're coming back and they know they're coming back. They just hadn't told me yet. So I was at 13 teams and typically we're at about, at that point, you know, 28, 29 teams mm-hmm. and I'll get a couple in at the end. So I was really nervous and we were down to, we only had $1,700 in corporate sponsorships. And at that point, normally we're at 4,000 plus. So I'm way down. And then he just sent me a text and I told him, you know, it's really a weird year. I was out of work and I was looking for a job and I wasn't really focused on the wiffle ball tournament. figuring things would kind of fall together with the normals, and I lost some of the normal sponsors, and then some of the normal teams fell apart this year, and then he just wrote me out a massive check this weekend.
That's great.
And to the point where my goal has been now, I want to raise $10,000 a year. I've reached that $10,000 average. Let's just average 10 grand a year, and we'll stay there. He helped me get to that number pretty easily. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. We're pretty well set. I mean, now I just got to sell some t-shirts and a couple of hot dogs and I'm there. It's amazing.
All right. And the team count is up to what? 26, 27,
29,
29.
Great. Yeah. I did this whole live Facebook.
I watched that last night and I will say gripping. I mean, not, like I watched when they announced the NCAA basketball field.
Right.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing on you and your three-ring binder, your notebook there.
Right.
That was powerful.
Yeah, and my wife's phone ringing in the middle of it. Yeah,
and her reminding you who to thank and who to mention. Yeah.
It's behind the scenes. You really get to see it all. So we did that last night, and we had 28 teams.
Can I say, for future years when you do that, let's be honest, more people will watch if you're off mic and you put Courtney on camera.
Oh, no question about it. But we're not going to let that happen. Yeah, no, I'm the handsome one here. This is the eye candy, and that's what we're going to deal
with. Okay.
Yeah. So we went through this. I had 28 teams. I went through. I made all the schedules. It's got a pretty easy, you know, I've got a template now, so the schedule making is easy. You know, it takes me 45 minutes to an hour. And I get everything done, all set, ready to go. I check my email inbox. Hey, Wayne, you forgot us.
Oh.
What? And I went back through, and, I did forget you. So I had another 29th team, and it actually was pretty easy. I just revamped the schedules. It was basically the way your division went last year in the Classic division, and with five teams, everybody plays four games. You play everybody once on two fields, and it was pretty easy to do, but it was one of those ones like, oh, what did I forget?
So they're going in the which division?
They're going in the executive. They wanted to be in the executive division.
So you'll have five executive division teams.
Right.
Four in the Classic division.
And I had a couple other teams that wanted to play in the Classic.
Yeah.
But they said, move us wherever you want to. And this way it gave me 20 in the open, and it gave me five groups of four, which four is the perfect number, and then four in the Classic, so that made it easy.
All right. And so for us, not that we – look, it's not about us. It's not about – it is.
It is.
We have been to the championship game every year that we've been in.
Okay.
We have been the model of consistency.
Right.
But every year, you know, last year you threw Vandalay Industries at us.
Who had a couple of ringer pitchers they weren't supposed to have.
Yeah. 2 years ago, it was those kids from Howland who grew up fast and kicked the bejesus out of us.
They're not here this year.
What?
They had two weddings to go to, so they couldn't make it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the underdogs are not back. That's one of those teams that I was like, they're 17. They're going to be here forever. I've got them locked in for years. And now they're starting already in the weddings? Come on, guys. You need different friends.
They've always been precocious.
Yes.
I noted that about. So we've got to beat Bad News Bears. That's no problem.
Jason Hoyt and those guys.
Right. Wiffle House.
Right, which is Brian Sullivan and his friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Sully.
Okay. And who's he got for friends? Anybody good?
I thought you and I were his only friends.
Really?
So I don't know what else he has.
Okay. And then who's the other team in our division?
The other team is Brady's Bunch. It's named in tribute to Brady Nickerson.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The kid from Glenburn who passed away from cancer earlier this year.
And you've got two teams.
I have three total teams in tribute to this kid, which is amazing. I mean, he was a baseball player, played for Sluggers from Glenburn, passed away. And his family's going to be around. They actually received I've been talking with his mom recently. And he received a wish before he passed away. The Red Sox sent him a video, and some of his favorite players were on the video. And so it's, good luck not crying at the ceremony on Saturday when we do the first pitch. And you get to kind of see what this is about. So Brady's Bunch, who's in your group, formerly known as the Levant Fire Spark Pugs, Wiffelocity, Scott Atkins, really good pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they'll be good. They'll be very good. Yeah. That's going to be a fun group.
All right, so it sounds like a good time.
Yes.
Awesome stuff there. And if you're not playing in it, there are still opportunities not only to come enjoy, but to help out. You've got a raffle, and I know you've got some wonderful raffle prizes.
Yeah, we have some great raffle items. We have a signed Tom Brady photo.
Wow.
Maybe I should have waited for that to the end as the big one. But yeah, we have a Tom Brady signed photo, and I heard you trashing him on the way in. Matt Barnes signed ball from the Red Sox. Why couldn't he have pitched great this weekend? Why couldn't we have had that? You know, that would have been really nice, Matt, to come out and not throw out home runs all the time. We have a Maine sports ticket package. The University of Maine gave me a ticket package of 4 tickets to any home game of your choosing. Wow. For football, men's and women's basketball, and hockey. You just have to give them the date, and you got 4 tickets.
Wow,
for any home game. There's a Old Town Canoe. It has been wonderful. They donated a kayak again this year. Pineland Farms Dairy has a gift basket. Bar Harbor Jam is going to have a gift basket, so those will be there. And we have tickets to the Alabama show, which is coming up at the end of the month.
Excellent. Love
and
Alabama.
And the Steve Martin, Martin Short show. We have tickets to that as well. Scott Sassone actually bought the tickets and gave them to him. Like,
well, that's great.
Probably another way we could have gotten those instead of you just rolling out cash out of your pocket. But, yeah, we got those. So we have those tickets. And people can come in and buy raffle tickets. It's $5 per ticket. You can get 5 for $20. Put them in whatever you want. So if you don't want the football ticket or the main athletics ticket package, you don't have to be worried about winning it. You can put it on what you want. We have T-shirts for sale, $15. We have sweatshirts for sale for $30. You can have those. And come on over and get lunch. Burgers, dogs. We're going to make our fries.
Home Run Derby again.
Home Run Derby starts at 11:30. I'm pitching and mocking people in it.
Which is the best part.
Right. And I don't throw very well, which is why I'm not playing in this tournament. So you're going to hit home runs. And 10 swings for $5. Whoever wins, Heroes is going to give us a gift card to that for that as well. So winner of that one gets a gift card to Heroes. It's just another way for us to raise a little bit of money.
Well, it's the highlight of the summer for, I'm not just saying that. We love it every year. It's a fun day. You and everybody involved, we hate to give you credit, but you do such a wonderful job
of putting it
together. We know. But everything is planned for and accounted for. It's well organized. Everybody has a great time, and it helps a wonderful cause. So nice job, sir.
You know, I've actually heard from a couple of people who said, well, the Master Batters who've won, you know, 5 titles, they said, we'll be there until we're in wheelchairs. And because it's a chance for the guys to get back together and come out and play and have a day together and enjoy it. And I've heard from so many different people. So many different teams like, no, we'll be back. And that was one of the things of why kind of planning was weird, because I know they're coming back. I know, take a whiff of this, and Jordan Toner's coming back. I know it. I just hadn't heard from him. And it was one of those ones like, can you drop me an email? Can you send me a text message? Anything just to let me know. But this is one of the weekends that people look forward to.
Well, and if you'd like to help out, it's not too late. Check out the Facebook page for Wayne's Wiffle for a Wish, and come watch the fun.
And we always say cash.
Yeah, I mean,
if you just want to walk in with a 20, we'll take it.
There you go.
We have no problem. And you can come watch. People come and watch.
Oh, yes.
If you want to watch any of the round-robin games, they start at 9 in the morning. You want to come to the opening ceremonies.
Which is the best part of the day.
And that starts at 8:30. About 8:40, we'll have the family there. We'll do a rules meeting at 8:30. So, and that's fantastic. If you want to just come and watch the finals, that's probably going to start 7:30, 8 o'clock under the lights on the softball field. It's fantastic. It's a really fun, it's a long day. There's a lot of work that goes into it. But if you have never seen wiffle ball played at this level, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Not our level, but
well, not
the open level.
Yeah, my level, nobody wants to watch that. But yeah, Make-A-Wish is a great, great organization. And just take a second, even if you have no interest in wiffle ball, as Wayne said, stop by and grab lunch.
Yeah,
and grab a couple of raffle tickets, throw some money in, because the Make-A-Wish Foundation is a great organization.
And you don't actually have to be there to win. We do the raffle drawings at 5, and just leave your name and phone number on it, and I'll call you. I think last couple of years, we've done the drawings live on Facebook, so you can watch if you have to come back over. Just come on over, hang out and I know there's other things going on. I know the Champion the Cure is that Saturday morning, and there's a lot of things. All right, go there. That's fine. And come on over and grab lunch with us. It's easy. Or come over and watch our opening ceremonies, buy a couple of raffle tickets, and then head over. There's a way to take care of both, and the weather-wise, it looks like it's going to be a perfect day.
We're looking forward to it. Wayne's Wiffle for a Wish, the 11th annual coming up this Saturday over at the Union Street Conference.
Never thought that was going to happen.
Wayne, good to see you, my friend. Hope you land on your feet job-wise.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, there are rumors out there that you're going to reemerge somewhere, but can't say anything.
I am much like the groundhog and like Punxsutawney Phil. I will show up. I will see my shadow somewhere. Will anyone care?
Is it a cable access show that you're going to be doing where you're cooking? Because I would watch that.
I am not going to do a cable access cooking show, although that's an idea.
I was going to say, or at least Facebook Live cooking.
I don't think YouTube, you want to watch maybe. Me cook. I don't think that's the thing. I typically have old episodes of Survivor going in the background.
Are you going to do a podcast where you and Todd Simcox insult each other?
That's our life. That's not even a podcast. That's what we do day to day.
Can I?
That's my text chain with Todd.
I know there's some things we can't talk about, but I do want to, while you're here, because I've had people ask me, and I'm sure on Facebook as well, have said, what happened with Wayne at Channel 5? And let's so everyone, we've said it, but make sure people understand, you chose to not extend your contract.
Right. My contract, I'd been there 11 years at the end of February, February 24th.
11 years of getting up at what time every day?
2:08. Thank you very much. And I entered the office at 3 and on air at 4:30. Yeah, I'd been there 11 years as of February 24th, and I opted to not renew my contract. I did stick around for another 3 months because it's difficult for Channel 5 to hire anyone in the middle of February. That's
yeah, I can imagine.
Right, that's impossible. That's not when the job market turns over. It turns over in May. So I said, yeah, I'll stick around till the end of May. And they offered another contract. They offered it a couple of times, and it was one of those ones that it's time for a new challenge. It's time for something else. It's, you know, you get to those points when that's the longest I've ever held a job, other than the racetrack. Mm-hmm. But that's not a full time, you know, everyday job. That's the longest I've ever held anything. So at that point, maybe it was the 11-year itch I was feeling. I don't know, but yeah, it was time for me to find a new adventure, a new challenge, and see what's out there.
Well, I'm told we'll be hearing about your next adventure soon.
Soon, yes. So very soon.
Keep your eyes open for that. Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me in.
See you Saturday. Maybe hear you sooner.
Yeah, you may want to get some Icy Hot or something to loosen up a little bit.
We have. No, Sarah from Tiller and Rye brought it in. All right, we've got our CBD cream here, Advanced Therapy.
Yeah, no way Carrie lets that out of the studio.
Rich has his own, so yeah, that's mine for Saturday.
Right. Is there drug testing evening, before Sunday a whiffle for a wish?
No, we don't worry about the cream, the clear, flaxseed oil, nothing. We're good. Care.
Fantastic.
See just don't scuff the ball.
No chance.
No scuffing the ball.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right.
Wayne Harvey, Wayne's Whiffle for a Wish this weekend.